With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
I am great. It's been a rough week for me, as I, you know, I'm sure a lot of people can imagine, but I am trying to keep myself in good spirits. Watching the feeds wasn't that hard yesterday because there weren't a lot of feeds to watch yesterday. So I'm good. I'm getting back into the groove of things.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 49 in the house, and this might be the shortest update of the season. There's not a ton going on the feeds in terms of long-term strategy, a lot of just confirming the votes for Thursday. And then we had the feeds go out at night, and they have been out ever since. There was another wall yeller, and the feeds have been down for, I don't know, something like 8 hours since then. So
I mean, I feel like talking about the problem just validates the problem even more, and so I'm just like, I don't even know what else to say at this point. Like,
yeah,
are y'all tired? I mean, obviously you are tired of the season, you're bored of the season, I get it, we get it, but Is this what you want? The alternative is no feeds? Because I know they're keeping it down for us. I know that that's what they're doing. They're like, we can't like sort out the good live feeders from the bad live feeders. So let's just punish them all. Let's just keep the feeds down. I mean, we're not really missing much, so it's not that bad right now. But I mean, guys, like, I don't know. I feel like the players are getting annoyed too. It's to the point now where if they hear a wall yell, they're probably like, I mean, Cody tried to yell over one the other time, and it's like they just immediately just want to act like they don't hear anything so they can stay outside. They don't want to be inside all day. So I just don't think it's going to have the desired effect ever, because even they are like over it.
Yeah. What can you do? Well, we started the day with Memphis and Kevin. They were talking about the vote. Memphis was letting Kevin know that he should be staying this week. But Kevin is very nervous. Memphis is like, hey, you're overthinking. Don't worry. You're going to stay. And he's like, but what about Christmas? Do you feel like Christmas? Because Day's been talking about working on Christmas's vote. And Memphis is like, no, you've got, look, as far as I know, you've got Christmas. You should talk to her. I no reason to believe she'll lie to you, Kevin. And he's like, okay. Thank you, Memphis.
If he weren't staying already, this would have been like the worst like campaign trail ever. He's so lucky that he is staying. But I guess I can kind of understand the apprehension. I mean, there's been a lot of talk over the past couple of weeks over whether or not there is some sort of all girls thing going on, which would put things more in Day's favor, being that there are three girl votes and she'd only need one more, and that one more could be David. So I mean, I get the apprehension, but Kevin, my guy, you're staying. Like, you're gonna be fine. Like, you don't talk to Memphis about anything, and Memphis is over here telling you you're good. Like, so you're gonna be fine.
Yeah. So they also did talk about the veto speech that Day made, that people have been talking about that a lot. That apparently, I think that she said something along the lines of what she's been saying after the fact, which is that she doesn't plan on campaigning to like Cody, Tyler, or Enzo. But I don't think she named those people. I think she just said that. Because people are talking about, like, she threw everyone under the bus in that speech. And so I think she kind of said something along the lines of, like, I don't plan on campaigning to, you know, certain people. I don't know. Something along those lines. But it's got everyone all hot and bothered.
I mean, this is a horrible move from Davon. I mean, you never want to do stuff like that in your speech, especially... I mean, she doesn't entirely understand the power structure of what's going on, but almost everybody left is in the committee. So throwing one of them under the bus kind of throws them all under the bus. And then you don't want to alienate yourself. And you're already on the block. You're already alienated. So to say that you're not going to campaign to certain individuals, that's not going to incentivize them to work with you or work against you, because they're working together. So it's annoying to have to make that point against Davon, because she probably was never going to get the votes anyway. So it's like, it's already a lost cause. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that she should just throw in the towel. Like, no one wants to see people throwing in the towel.
So. Yeah. So we also get, you know, Christmas is going to talk to Memphis afterward, and he's like, "Hey, I told Kevin to talk to you about the vote, you should just be honest about your vote. There's no reason not to." So with that in mind, Christmas is going to talk today after a different feed outage, which I believe was for the plumber. To come and fix the sinks. So this is a problem that they've been having for a little while, that the sinks have gotten clogged, you know, and this is a gender war here, that the women are blaming the men and the men are blaming the women for the sinks. And I blame
all of them. They've all been trying to wash their hands clean of all of the bullshit. Excuse me, all of the crap that they've been putting us through as an audience. They're trying to wash themselves clean of it, and it's clogging up the drains. The house is rebelling. The house doesn't even like you guys. That's what's going on here. Damn it.
There you go. Also, they just keep, you know, brushing their hair into the sink, but that too.
It's both. We can agree on both.
Yeah. And apparently they don't know how to, like, you know, just give them some, you know, whatever. You need a plumber Drano. For 4 hours. Like, they tried the Drano, but just get like one of those little snakes or something.
Or just, like, you know, build a new house. I mean, they always talk about how there's like hair from last season in the drain. It's like, see, y'all just wipe your hands clean of it at the end of every season. Everybody just leaves. Y'all are like, okay, see you next year. No, like, maintenance, no nothing. And then you just put up some new wallpaper and call it a day. It's like, y'all, like, as many realtors that have been through that house.
Every season they come out on stage and they're just like, is the confetti from last year still here?
Right?
It's crazy. So after the feeds come back, Day is going to talk to Christmas, and Day is going to ask, look, I just want to know where the votes are. I just want to be able to enjoy my last few days. And Christmas is like, well, I have been hearing that Kevin is staying. And Davon's like, well, I really appreciate the honesty. I knew that if I wanted an honest answer, you were the person to come to. And I thought she was like BSing Christmas. Like, I thought she was being sarcastic, but she later tells Kevin, a source I trust told me I'm going home. So I was like, oh, okay. Cause Christmas is really going to gas Day up here, like mad gassing up. Like, oh, Tayfun, I just love you so much. You're just such an amazing person. And I'm so sorry if I have ever offended you. And I just, you know, hopefully when we get out of this house, you can educate me on the topics that I've gotten wrong and blah, 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 so on and so forth. This is the woman who the night before was saying F optics. Really gassing her up. But Day appeared to appreciate this conversation after the fact. I guess Christmas did a pretty good job here.
Okay, why is it that Devon will classify Christmas as somebody that she trusts? It's like Devon only trusts the people that hurt her.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. It's like, I guess like the logic here is they've already put me through the ringer, so there's no point in them putting me through the ringer even more because they should feel bad about what they've already done. And so why? So I can kind of understand that, maybe as it pertains to Christmas, not as it pertains to Nicole, because we saw how that's working out. But I mean, Christmas is telling the truth for the most part. Like, that is what's happening. All of the gassing up is really slimy and just a, you know, quick little piece of advice for those that do want to be educated on the things that are going on in the world, then just go online, do a quick Google search. Like, I'm glad, like, let me give credit a little bit where it's due. I'm glad that Christmas is at least trying to extend an olive branch. I wish that it wasn't poisoned with all of the shit that she's been, excuse me, I keep cursing this morning. I wish it wasn't poisoned with all the stuff that she's been saying about Devon behind her back. But if she's willing to, you know, try and like have a conversation, which she probably will have plenty of time to have this conversation as she goes off to jury because she's not winning this game, then fine. But I would encourage people, you know, just do your own research. You know, it's not that hard. There's plenty of things that you can go and search on your own and you can get a better picture of what's going on in the world. So,
yeah.
But I'm glad that she's trying at least.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird. Somebody mentioned this in the chat just a second ago. That like Devon, after this conversation, like embellishes it. Like she was like, "Oh yeah, Christmas was like bawling to me about this. Like she feels so like I don't understand why." Devon,
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's almost like she has a reality filter on. Like somebody snuck some magic contacts in her eyes or something, and like she's seeing the world in a different way, where it's like Christmas, Nicole, and Danny, the three worst people to Devon in the house, are the best people, and everyone else, they suck. And like, it's very strange. It's very strange.
I just feel like she doesn't spend enough time actually talking to people. Like, I feel like, I mean, she had Bailey in the house. She has Kevin in the house. Those are the two people that she spends the most amount of time with. You don't really see Devon really interacting well within larger settings. And I think it's sort of like the same issue that she had back in BB18, like, I'll never forget the premiere episode. And I was so frustrated with her during BB18 when she got put into that team and she just said to the camera, she walked into the bedroom and she said to the camera, "I just want to play by myself. I want to play by myself." And I feel like she's never really left that mentality because she was saying to Bailey just so like how much it meant to her that she actually had someone in the house that she could fully trust and that she didn't have to worry about that with. And I feel like her unwillingness to really engage with people has really screwed with her perception of the house, because you don't spend enough time with people to really know when they are lying to you versus when they're telling the truth. Because I believe that Devon is a really perceptive person. We've seen it time and time again, but this season she has just been so off the mark. And a lot of it has to do with information capital, right? Like, you have a big alliance in that house. They all can convene, get their stories together, and then work to snow the hell out of you. So a lot of it is there's a lot of insurmountable things that she is, you know, having a hard time with. But at the same time, she doesn't do herself any favors by not talking with the right people at the right time and really interacting and trying to ingratiate herself. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. And, you know, like, it was weird too, because she was like, at the beginning of the game, the core four was formed, and like a day later, Connect Four was formed. And like, they were the two cores of the house in that moment. And they both now have kind of, you know, Core Four is barely a thing anymore. But but the Connect Four, which became the Slick Six, really disintegrated through a lot of Davon's actions of like trying to fact check, trying to spread lies to see if they would come back to her between Danny and Tyler.
Yeah, the whole that whole Danny and Tyler thing just really, that was like the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
I don't know why she felt like she had to do that. And there was a moment in time where I felt like we'd be able to get past that. But especially when Tyler started to like, he started to lose his mind in the game and he just wasn't like about it anymore. I was like, okay, well then maybe this won't be as bad as it is. But every time Tyler talks about Davon, he always like references that in passing. Like he can never let that go.
It was just such like it's such an out of the blue thing to like why would you lie about me like that for no reason?
Right.
Like it was so weird. And you know, it was like, even then when she was on top of most of the information, she was still like searching for more. Like it wasn't enough. And it's just like, like, I don't know. I've seen some people talk about like how, you know, she's played the challenge for a couple of seasons now, after Big Brother, and the challenge is played very differently where it's like, these people play multiple seasons, so they have to be a lot more honest about like their intentions, because you know, they're going to be playing again with these people. And so that might be like a little bit why she like has a little bit more faith in Nicole. She still has that kind of mentality. But just in general, I mean, it really does feel like, because it's not just Nicole, it's also Danny and Christmas in this moment, where it's like, these are literally three of the people who have been the worst to her and Bailey over the course of the season. And for whatever reason, like, they are the people that she is drawn to and believes the most. And like, I don't know. It's like, when it's wrong information, she doesn't bother to fact check as much. I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't get it either. I just, when Bailey left, that's sort of just really, I just feel like she's just not willing to put her trust anywhere else. And so there really isn't anybody, and there's no one for her to really bounce ideas off of with other than Kevin. And sometimes Kevin is telling her exactly what she needs to hear, but she still has a trust issue with him. Like, she wouldn't even tell him that Christmas was the one that said it. And why? If you're the one that's going to be going home, then why? And you truly believe that, I don't understand why you are so hesitant to let Kevin know that. It doesn't make any sense. And we already know the story with David. So it's just, I don't know. She's on an island all by herself, even with Kevin in the game. And a lot of it has to do with what she's done in the past. And some of it has to do with just the committee just being this big thing that's just in your way that you can't really get into at this point because it's too late. And I don't know. It's just been really, really, it's been really, really rough, guys. Like, because I love Davon so much. And I know that she like loves this game so much. And when she's right, she's right. When she's wrong, she's wrong. And it's just, I'm so heartbroken.
Yeah, and it's just another one of these situations where it's like, it's unfortunately not just that she's wrong, it's that she's wrong and she's so sure that she's right. Or at least she acts that way, which is almost worse. So that's where we are.
The thing, and we can move on after this, I'm sorry. The thing that just gets to me is like, I just don't want to like have her go into jury and then learn all of this stuff and then watch her be hurt over it. And just, that's the thing that's really just eating at me, is because she really believes that Nicole would have like changed her stripes. And Nicole is who Nicole is. She is who she is. I don't know why people continue to give her the benefit of the doubt, even people that are close to her and know her. Like, I don't understand why Nicole gets so many passes. But I am just not looking forward to her being in that house and hearing all that stuff. At least Ian is the one that's in there, because I feel like Ian isn't the type to like rub things in people's faces. So at least she'll have like a nice, gentle soul in there with her to like help her acclimate.
I'm curious to know, like, I'm wondering, how is Ian going to like handle that, right? Like, so it's Ian, and Davon. Davon comes in hot about Nicole. Ian already knows that Nicole was in that alliance and probably didn't vote for him. So he's been ruminating on that for a week. Either he's like, great game move, or he's like, I hate her. And so like, I feel like Davon's going to come in hot, and it's either going to spark Ian to be like, she does suck. That's what I've been thinking all week, but I've been trying to avoid it. Or he's going to be like, mm-hmm. Davon, it's a game. We have to understand. I really feel like, I'm not sure which way it's going to go.
I don't know. I mean, Ian definitely like has those sparks that you just talked about before, where he just, I mean, we saw that diary room when he ended up on the block and he just lost it for a second. So, I mean, it's there. I feel like he's been tempering himself a lot this season. So maybe, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. The one thing I like Davon is that, like, you know, the reason why she was such a queen of the jury last season was because of the fact that she had like a mortal enemy, and Nicole might take Polly's place this season. So we'll see.
if Ian tries to say, no, Davon, it's just a game, you have to understand, Davon's going, this is the one you lie with?
Exactly.
This is the one you're choosing?
This is the one. This is the one. I'm provoked.
I was thinking about, like, I don't think it can happen. I don't see a scenario where it does, but it would be pretty funny to me if Nicole was the next person to go. She would be so terrified to enter a jury house with Ian.
That is what dreams are made of, Taryn. Oh God. But there's no one who would put her on the block with the exception of maybe Kevin and David. Maybe. But yeah. I'm not even taking myself down that road again. So oh, that would be so good. Oh, that would be so good. Oh my God. She would lose her mind. Oh my God. It would be so good.
Yep.
And it can still happen. She doesn't have to be the next one to go. It'd be most opportune if she was stuck in there with just Davon and Ian. That would be what dreams are made of. But I mean, I feel like Nicole's clock still is ticking. And so when she eventually does go into the jury, hopefully it'll still be something.
She'd come out of the house. She'd be talking to Julie, just like looking around. Just, they're not gonna, please don't take me there. They're gonna be like, all right, time to go. She's gonna like run up to Julie and like hug her and be like, no, don't make me go. And she's like, hey, get off of me. Hey,
get off me. Six
hey,
feet apart.
Get your mask on.
6 feet apart.
All right. Man. So Cody and Enzo talked a little bit. They're annoyed about the whole Danny Christmas thing. It seems like they're going to clash pretty soon. They're always talking to people. Enzo says he likes Nicole the most of the women. And Cody agrees. That works for him. Yeah. Day's gonna talk to Kevin. She tells Kevin that she was told by a source she trusts that she's going home. And he's like, who told you? And she's like, I'm not gonna tell you. What will you tell me?
So stupid.
Tyler talks to Christmas. He says, so he heard from Cody that Danny said to Cody that he's close with Christmas, and he says, Christmas, 1,000%. What I told you before about the wall yeller outing us and Kevin hearing it and telling Danny definitely happened because of that. Like, we definitely need to watch out for Danny, and we need to continue to like play down, you know, our connection, because the wall yeller really screwed us over here.
Mm-hmm. Here he goes. Watering those seeds again, you know, planting, you know, some doubt here and there for a potential preemptive strike. See, this is the Tyler that I like, guys. I'm glad that this Tyler is back. I still have an issue with him, but I am interested to see how he works through this endgame. Because I if Tyler wins HOH, I don't think he'll probably want to, but if he does, I have to imagine that he actually tries to draw some blood here. I just can't see him putting up. I mean, David doesn't really serve him that well in this game, but I just can't really see him putting the two of them up and hoping that one of them goes. I just feel like Tyler is too smart for that. I feel like he has to pull the trigger now.
So Tyler did say to the cameras the other day, after a conversation with David, where David continued to like just make it obvious to Tyler that he doesn't trust him at all. He was like, I really wanted to work with you, man, but I'm going to have to put you on the block now. Like, you know, I do think that Tyler is at a in a position where he is not going to hesitate to draw blood if he needs to. But I think he probably feels like, and this might actually be true, that David is actually a problem that he needs to deal with first. And like I said, I actually do think that's true. I think that David, if given the option, sure, he would strike at, you know, Danny or Cody first, probably. But he is holding a grudge against Tyler because, again, he feels guilty that he feels like his... him trying to like keep the door open between Tyler and Bailey is what screwed Bailey over, not realizing that it had nothing to do with it. And he has is holding this grudge against Tyler because of that. And I think he would not hesitate to take that shot at Tyler and be like, this is for Bailey. And so, you know, I think unfortunately, Tyler kind of has to deal with that before he's able to do anything else.
Yeah. Although I can still see a world where if David does win HOH, I could see Tyler getting all up in his head and being like, look, David, taking me out is going to be so dumb for you. Do not do it. Take out Danny. Take out Nicole. Like I could see that conversation happening, and I could see David being like, because I feel like, I mean, David is so pissed with Tyler because he, at some point in time, like, yeah, I think he wanted to work with Tyler as well. So I feel like those embers are still there potentially for them to reconvene, but it's only going to happen if Tyler is like the one that's like, come on, David.
I mean, come on, it's really me. It's like completely necessary for both of their games that they get to get back together. That like, like David has nobody else. And like Tyler was very loyal to David. Like in the beginning of the game, Tyler was like pumped up about Memphis going after David. He really wanted to protect David. Like if David hadn't like just completely turned his back on Tyler, he would be in a much better position right now, where Tyler would be genuinely looking out for him and looking to bring him probably to the final three at the lowest position. It would be from Tyler's perspective, I'm sure, Christmas and David, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind sitting next to either of them. And if he had his choice, he'd probably pick David because I think he liked David better than Christmas. And that would give Tyler the little bit of extra ammunition he needed to fight the war against Memphis and Danny and ultimately Cody. But it's not there anymore because of this Bailey thing that's not even that real. And it's screwing them both over.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and those are the points that I think that Tyler is aware of, like you said, and he should stress them to him. It's like, David, like, I mean, and he has no problem. They have no problem being blunt with each other. These two like be going at it. And I'm like, can y'all calm down? Calm the hell down. Like y'all should be working together. Like, and I feel like Tyler should just be like, David, you are alone. Who do you have, man? You need me. I need you. Let's do it. Let's ride this thing to the end.
This is the problem that like a lot of people want to pick up David now. Like Christmas is trying to, Cody is trying to, like even Memphis is like whatever. So like a bunch of people, Enzo certainly is trying to, all of these people are trying to pick up David. So David probably feels like he's got enough options. He doesn't need Tyler. He can maintain his grudge. The problem is that none of those people need David. David needs somebody. None of those people need David. Tyler does need David right now. And that's why David should choose Tyler, because they need each other. If David chooses Christmas or Enzo or Memphis or whoever, then he's just going to be a piece that gets, you know, cut at, you know, five or six or whatever, because they've got plenty of other options. Whereas Tyler has nobody. other than like a little bit Christmas, a little bit Enzo, and barely Cody. And he needs a David to help him right now. And that's why I think David needs a Tyler. It's not gonna, he could also go to Danny, I guess, at this point, but Danny's a little too far gone. I don't think he can really, like, if he goes to Danny, he's just attaching to the next person on their way out a little bit. Like, whereas Tyler's exactly in the right spot where he's got a couple of weeks before he starts to get into trouble, and he needs an extra person to fight this war with him. And bringing David in, grabbing Christmas, they actually have a little bit of a crew there. Like, there's so much value there that is completely being left on the table. And Tyler keeps trying to offer the branch, and David just keeps saying, no, I'm not getting manipulated by you, Tyler.
I mean, and I see a couple of people in the chat being like, well, I mean, it's not like David really owes him anything. And I'm not saying that.
Well,
he
no,
does.
This is
and
for David.
Right. It is for David. And I guess I think there's still a bit of valid critique in like how Tyler handled that whole week with Bailey.
Oh, this is more Tyler's fault than David's fault, in my opinion.
Right.
Just to make that clear. This is all Tyler doing what he did a few weeks ago is what screwed this up.
Right. Was just like, given the history, like, it's just like, of course, David is going to think, oh my God, Tyler, like, what the hell? Like, how could you? So like, I get it. But like, at some point you have to have like a moment of lucidity and be like, okay, well, what are the brass tacks of this game? What do I need that is going to propel me to the end? Who am I most likely to be able to have a beneficial relationship with? And he has to know that it's time. I mean, who else? No one else really even talks to him like that. No one else, with the exception of Memphis, who, you know, has like a dagger behind your back. Like, come on.
It's ironically a little bit like, not exactly like, a little bit like the Day and David situation right now, where like Tyler did a lot to make David not trust him. David has done a lot to make Tyler not trust him, sure, but like, David is convinced that Tyler did a lot more than he actually did, and that he cannot ever trust him again, when that's not actually the case. And it's harming both of their games. It's harming David's game to not go to Tyler here, even though, like I said, I would put in this instance, put the bulk of the blame on Tyler. The reason I'm talking about David right now is because David is the one making the choice right now. And he's like, David needs it even more than Tyler does right now. And I want him to reach out and grab something that's beneficial to him. Cause I want David to succeed here.
I cannot believe he is still in this house. This is really throwing me for a loop. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. This is what happens when there's nothing to talk about on the update.
I think people enjoying it just the same, though.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Day is going to talk with Danny, and she tells Danny that she will not tell Kevin, but she will tell Danny that Christmas told her that she's staying, that she's leaving. She says that, that, you know, Christmas was great about it. And like, this is when she talks about, she embellishes the conversation. She also says that, man, if you or Nicole aren't sitting there in the final two, then I'm gonna have no idea what I'm gonna draw a name out of a hat when with my vote. Like, it's you or Nicole, Danny. It's just like, we'll see how long that lasts. Danny goes straight to Nicole and she's like, so we really need to explain a lot in those goodbye messages because Day really thinks we're on the outs right now. And she's going to be real mad at us. So we need to explain ourselves. Danny says that, you know what? She probably does need to leave this week, actually. Like, you know, not only is this not gonna last, but like, this wasn't by our hand. Look, I've always wanted Day to stay, always, this entire game. No, you haven't, Danny. Always this entire, I've been an ally for Day this whole time. But maybe she should leave this week because we didn't do it, so.
Like, you're creating your own excuses to send her out of the door when you were already creating your own excuses to send her out of the door. Like, I just, like, and now you've lied yourself into this really, really, really rough position. And it wouldn't be so bad if it were some sort of like strategic maneuvering, but it was more in the interest of saving face with Ian. And then Davon gets involved in it, and then it deteriorates the relationship that she has with David even more. That gets a lot of other kinds of conversations going. So it's just like, you have created a bit of a monster here. And while I don't think that all of the effects were intended, it's like, now what do? Like, you have to come clean and hope that Davon is able to have an understanding about it. But I mean, she trusts them so much now that it's like, no matter what you do, you're going to...
Yeah, it's a weird situation where Davon putting so much trust into a lie that has actually backfired, and now both of them want Davon to leave because they're worried that that trust will go away because Davon has put so much importance on the lie. It's almost like the right move here, if in this situation again, is to not make a big deal of the lie, and instead of being like, oh, I fully trust in whatever you said, like you didn't do this, right? You didn't do this because it's a big deal if you did this. Okay, I trust you. It's like that's worse than just being like, look, I don't care, whatever, you know, somebody didn't vote the way we thought, we tried, it happened, it's fine. The point is that I still trust you no matter what. It's like, I think what it is, it's conditional trust versus unconditional trust, right? And so Davon has made it very clear that her trust is very conditional upon the fact that this is not a lie. Versus, I don't care if it's a lie or not, I trust you either way. If she was talking like that, I feel like, Danny and Nicole will probably be fighting harder to try to keep her. And it might also provide less incentive for the rest of the house to want Day to go because the connection to Danny and Nicole isn't as strong. If she's not like, oh, they're my only people, it's like, ah, whatever. I'm still interacting with the rest of the house. Like, I'm just, you know, I think that's probably, that's probably the way to go. If there's a situation where you think that somebody could be lying to you, instead of being like, well, I trust you as long as you're telling me the truth, is probably the wrong way to go in Big Brother. I feel like what you want to do is, I trust you. Look, I do trust you. But even if you didn't do that, like, I really don't care. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is our relationship being good. That's what matters to me. And I feel like that's probably the way to go there.
Yeah, I mean, unassumption is always like a bit of the name of the game when it comes to Big Brother. You never want to show your cards, especially in this day and age of the game. It's not like, keep your cards close to your chest. So like, you know, not putting so much emphasis on this lie probably is the easier way to go. I don't know just how much easier because it feels like Davon, her name was just written on the wall at this point. But I think that it also kind of just has to do with Davon just, I mean, I remember the couple weeks ago when the whole thing with, I forget what the situation was, Cody, but like she was trying to make him feel bad about saying her name or something. Like, I feel like there's like this guilt thing that Davon sometimes tries to do. And I don't know if that's necessarily the strategy here, but like, it kind of seems like that could be a little bit what's going on when you are so adamant about like, like
guilting is a big part of Day's game. And I've always been very against that strategy because it's not effective in the Big Brother game.
And especially when you don't really have the relationship to begin with, because I mean, it kind of worked on David because David was distraught after that vote went through because he was like, I cannot believe that after all of this, like, this is how I'm trying to play this game the right way. And this is how it's all ending up blowing up in my face. And he still wanted to, at that point in time, he still wanted to keep Davon around. But you're talking about Danny and Nicole. Like, they've been saying your name from jump. Like, guilting them is never going to work because you don't have them the way that you think that you do. And I don't know why you think that you do. Like, maybe Nicole coming to her on the premiere night being so apologetic and like, oh my God, Davon, you changed my life. I just wanted to say thank you. Maybe Davon thought that was like, okay, well, I have her now.
I think so. I think she thinks that she has guilted Nicole into submission. And I don't know. Guilting has, I guess, its uses in real life sometimes. I personally don't think it's a very effective strategy in real life either. It may provide you the illusion of success, but like nobody has ever like been guilted into something in a way that makes both people feel like something was accomplished, if that makes sense. So when you're trying to build relationships, you can't do it through guilt, through guilting somebody into doing it. And especially in the Big Brother house, I've never seen the guilting strategy work beyond Survivor Palau at the end of like a 16-hour endurance competition. Right. Like it can work in a very short term effect, but like long term, it just does not work. And it very rarely works short term either. Don't like it as a strategy. And it is something that Day tries to do a lot here.
And look, she didn't really try to do it that hard back in BB18 with James. So I'm wondering why it's like so ramped up now. I guess it's just because of all of the history. It's been 4 years of baggage. So you just expect maybe things wouldn't change, but like I remember that conversation with James, and like she came out of that looking so much more like palatable to everybody else because everybody could see, like, she asked James like point blank, so are you not going to save me if the votes are like going this way? And James is like, and she's like, James, really? Like, and that I felt that, but this is just like, oh damn, like why are you talking to Nicole? Screw her.
Yeah, and like the thing is too is that trying to guilt people tends to have the opposite effect, where like if they felt guilty before and then they see that you're trying to make them feel more guilty, they usually bounce back in the other direction and they get hold on, I was feeling guilty, but you're trying to make me feel crappy.
Operate on this.
Yeah, like now I don't feel guilty because you're trying to make me feel bad, and that's gross. It's really just does not work. Kevin talks today again. He says again, I've really been thinking. Do you not think that Nicole voted Ian out? It's just like. The only receipts that we have to verify that she did not do that is her word, Nicole Franzel's word. And Day says, no, David's word is trash. He's lied to me multiple times this season. I don't think he's actually, the only time he lied to her was about the power for like a day or two, but she thinks it's multiple times. And Nicole, she hasn't. Her word is good. He says, well, that doesn't mean that Nicole is telling the truth right now. And she's like, nope. She's telling the truth. He says, just hear me out though. Like if Dan, cause I think Danny and Nicole, they're with Cody and Tyler. That's why they would vote that way. Their relationship to Cody and Tyler is more valuable than anything they could build with us. And so that's why they went that way. Right. She's like, okay.
I mean, Danielle put Ian on the block. She put him on the block.
Well, remember, Day thinks that she was the reason Ian went up on the block. That she convinced Danny to do it.
But even so, even if that were the case, he's on the block. So on some level, there were still so many other people that she could have chosen to put up on the block, and she didn't. She went with Ian. So that means, like, I don't understand why. You know, it's okay. This thing between Davon and David, I get it. I get the frustration that Davon is having. And I feel like this isn't a conversation that needs to take place on this particular podcast. It warrants a larger discussion. But I understand the tenuous relationship because given David's history with last season, and Davon even talked with him about that. And so when she's trying to like build these bridges between her and David is like being real sketchy and won't tell her about like the All Guys Alliance that he may or may not be in and this, that, and the third, and to the point where it reduces Davon to tears, talking to Bailey, saying like, I want to trust him, but like, he's giving me nothing. Like, I thought we were going to ride this thing to the end. I thought that we were here for this movement, for this cause. It just broke everything for her because it's like, if I can't even rely on David, it's like, who am I going to trust in this house besides Bailey? And now Bailey is gone. So she is just, I just feel like her everything, it just is, she put everything so much on that alliance. And now that it is gone, and now that this whole thing with David is just like up in the air again, I just feel like she just doesn't know what to do. And it's not like I'm not trying to be a Davon apologist here. I'm just simply making the point that I just feel like she is just, she just can't do anything here. It's just like, I don't understand like why your illusion of trust with Nicole is so much stronger and why that was so contingent upon like losing all of your trust with David. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why can't you have multiple relationships in which you establish trust with and then evaluate your moves from then on? I don't understand like why it has to be. It's like, oh, well, David's a huge liar, so Nicole must be telling the truth. Where is the logic in that? I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
I will say, I remember back to the early portion of the game, Davon and Bailey having a conversation saying, hey, how do we feel about David? Should we pull him in? And them agreeing, is there something off about him? We should keep him at a distance. Like right from the start, they did not fully trust David. And I think, as you mentioned, part of that came from his prior experience in the house. And then when he did try to reach out, he is just not a good communicator. And it came off as super sketchy. This is when he says, yes, I am in a guy's alliance, but I'm doing it to keep an eye out for you guys, which in his mind, he thought Team Freeze was like a guy's alliance that was real and that he was using it to help protect Bailey and Davon. I think that was all true, but the way he tried to express it was so sketchy. It made it look terrible, which made Day consider voting him out that week, which then came back to him, which then he revealed, which made Day feel like it was a lie, because at the end of the day, she felt like even though she had considered it, she stuck her neck out to keep him. And it just has continued to deteriorate from there over and over. It's like, I kind of feel for David too in this spot a lot, because despite the poor communication, he has tried so hard all season long to be, you know, on the team and help them, and he's been shut out at every turn.
They just don't communicate effectively. They just don't. That's what it comes down to. Their communication styles are just so off base, and they can never every time, because they had a conversation last week where they were like sort of like laying everything down, and I was like, oh my god, yes, finally, and then all it took was this dumbass vote to be manipulated by Nicole Franzel, and now it is in utter ruins again. And that wasn't even like one of Nicole's goals. She just wanted to save face with Ian. So the fact that this is all stemming from that, I'm like,
yeah. All right.
And I feel like that could, we were talking about the jury conversations between Devon and Ian, and I feel like that could probably infuriate Devon even more if Ian is like, oh, well, she was just doing it because she didn't want, it has nothing to do with you, Devon. It was all to do with me. And then Devon's gonna be like, what? Like, I'm just,
No, I think he'll spin it into like, oh, that was a great game move. If he's on that end of it, like, what a great game move. They got you guys to turn on each other. Well, that's fantastic stuff. All right. David and Kevin talk. David says he wanted to keep Day around, but he can't. He's going to be voting for Kevin to stay. Kevin says that he has been trying to convince Day that David is innocent, but she is not biting at all. However, since they'll be staying in the game together, they should keep pretending that they don't, that Kevin doesn't believe David, and then keep that perception up so that they don't end up on the block together, which is. Mm-hmm. Exactly what they need to do. If people perceive them as aligned, then there's more incentive to make sure that it gets broken up. If they are completely separate and can be picked up as separate pieces, then the war that everyone is anxious to get going on is much more easily started. So this could work out for them in the future here.
I think this is a perfect plan. Yep.
Yes. The only problem with the plan is that this is actually the acting from Kevin, and he's going to talk with Day later about how he actually does still think that David flipped, but he's just going to pretend that he doesn't not fully. But he's also saying that
pretend.
This is funny. This is kind of a funny sort of twist on everything. So Day is going to talk to Danny. Day asks Danny about so after her conversation with Kevin, again, she's going to double check now with Danny. You didn't tell Nicole to vote Ian out, right? Danny's like, what? That's so annoying. Oh my God. Def, absolutely. I swear on everything. I did not do that. Danny's, her tells are so obvious. I swear on everything. And Day's like, okay, I believe. And she says, well, here's my plan. I'm thinking of pretending to believe that David didn't flip in order to try to get his vote this week. And then if I stay, I can rat him out to Tyler later and say that that he told me that he voted you out, like 100%. Danny's like, that's a great plan. Go for it. Danny tells Nicole about the plan, and Nicole's like, I hate that plan. Why didn't you stop that plan? She's gonna pretend to believe it, and then she's gonna start to actually believe it, and it's gonna be a reason for David to target me. No, I don't like this. And so Kevin and Day talk, and they both agree they still think that David flipped, but they're going to pretend that they don't think that. So the situation here is that Day and Kevin believe the lie, but will be pretending to believe the truth from now on.
Project Inception. That's what this is.
Yeah.
This is like the ultimate show here. Okay? This is the 10 o'clock number of the show. Okay?
I'm pretending to believe what is actually real, but I'm pretending to believe it because I think it's not real. Oh my!
I could actually cry right now. I'm so frustrated. A piece of me hopes that there's like that they go full steam with this plan, and then Nicole freaks out because like I want Nicole to sit down and have a conversation. I want Devon to sit down and have a conversation about this with Nicole, and I want Nicole to just like, because she is so close to cracking. And maybe she can tell on herself before Devon even needs to leave the house. Because you're so close to the truth now, and not that it really does that much for you, because they're still going to want to vote you out, especially even if the truth does come out. It's like, they feel like they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. So they might as well just go ahead and do what they want to do and then, you know, hope that it shakes out for the best. But, pretend to believe the truth to keep up the lie that the truth is actually hidden.
Yeah. We're doing our best not to break them on here. We're basically through. This is when the wall yeller wall yelled, presumably about this whole situation. For all we know, they have now gotten they were sitting on the hammock, for all we know, the wall yeller yelled something about this, and they now know the truth. And all the drama happened last night while the feeds were down, or something.
Do you think that's what they said? Do you think they heard it?
No, I don't think. You know, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, there
are some rumors that it was ratting Nicole out, the wall yeller, but who knows?
Yeah. Oh, they hate us, man. They really hate us. These feeds have been down. Are they still down? Do you have them up right now?
I think they're still down. I haven't seen somebody say they're up yet.
Wow, we wasn't miss out on a whole day of feeds, y'all. Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
No. Yeah, they're still down.
Great. I think this is the longest they have been down due to wall yelling, though, because usually they're down for like maybe 3 to 4 hours.
Like, I mean, at coming this point, up on, it's like, just straight up punishment because they're obviously sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. I mean, at this point, it's just the committee in the house. So there really is nothing else to yell. Like, the committee is running the house.
Yeah, it's like, okay. You can't, like, she's going to find out in what, a day? Like, you can't be patient enough to let her find out in a day's time. Geez. What are we doing here?
I mean, y'all always talk about like James Hewling ruining blindsides. Y'all be trying to ruin blindsides every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not working out in your favor because it's your favorite is getting blindsided, so I understand that, but like, damn.
Yeah.
I am distraught, guys. I am distraught. But I am not gonna go to California and yell over the wall. I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Amon?
No. Oh, I got to be on Daniel Reyes and Jason Guy's podcast yesterday. They just put it out. Secret Alliance podcast. A lot of fun. Still can't believe it happened. Head is willing. That's the only positive that happened to me this week. That's it. So, you know, thing about blessings is they might not always come when you need them, but they always come right on time. So
there you go. Very exciting. There were a couple things that we can. Kevin talked about how seeing his picture on the memory wall stresses him out because that's the thing that comes up when you get nominated. And he's like, they're weaponizing my picture against me. I used to love it in my season when it was the key. Like, you wanted to see your key because that meant you were safe. But now it's like they're weaponizing my picture against me. It's when it comes up, that's bad. And now it stresses me out to see my picture. I thought that was funny. And then
I don't think they're weaponizing it, Kevin. I think that you've just been nominated 4 times.
Yeah. Dave Vaughn, so Memphis, I think, called Danny a scallywag. And this has been out there.
Danny a scallywag?
A scallywag. And Dave Vaughn was talking to Kevin and she was like, that was incredibly offensive. That's like a derogatory term against women. And people are like, what are you talking about? That's not a derogatory term against women. That's like a pirate thing. But I do believe that there is a version of scally, a bald head scallywag that is mean toward. That's what I've been reading. I was Googling this.
Well, this word has caused contention before, right? Because Ollie said this about Libra back in BB10. She was like, she could have had on anybody else, but she was like, I'd never expected that from you all. You called me a scallywag and a hoe. And I'm like, oh my God.
So, to be clear, that's definitely not the version of Scallywag that Memphis meant. He meant the mischievous version of Scallywag. But this caused a little bit of like, what is she talking about? Why does she think Scallywag is a bad thing? That's why I believe doing the Googling. I believe that's what she was. She was interpreting. Yes. So just to clear that up a bit, if possible. All right. That's what we've got for you today. Aman, thank you so much for joining me. I hope this was bearable.
I mean, it's fine. I've like, you know, begin to accept it and making my peace with it. And Devon will just be the jury queen of BB22. So I'll be looking forward to that. And I'll be looking forward to watching all of the committee members take their turn on the block. That's going to be really fun to see. So there's still a lot left game to be played, and I'm just trying to see it that way, even though I'm heartbroken.
Yeah. All right. Well, Aman, where can people find you?
You can find me at Aman Adwin on Twitter.
All right. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will be live tomorrow to talk Stockwatch. I'll also be live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds, assuming they ever come back. We'll also
we're gonna be down until Thursday.
Yeah, just gonna we'll be live tonight after the episode to recap the episode, and then tomorrow night, of course, there will be another eviction episode where we will likely see Devon leave the house and maybe find out about Nicole, and yes, BB neighbor. All right, so
I thought it was gonna be Zingbop, but if he's on tonight, then I guess it can't be him, because that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we've got. Thank you guys so much for joining us. See you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.